This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs Police Department asking for the public's help to identify several vehicles involved in a deadly crash. Police say that David Baker died September 27th when the bicycle he was riding was hit by a vehicle near Palmer Park. Investigators say that Baker was hit from behind and that the vehicle left the scene following the crash. Two other vehicles also hit Baker and left the scene as well. Police hoping that someone might be able to identify or help track down a Subaru Outback or minivan in the area to identify those driving.
Authorities are investigating after a person was found dead in El Paso County. According to the sheriff's office, a man's body was discovered with multiple injuries in a field near B Street yesterday morning.
I don't know at this point. Until the coroner does their examination, we won't have any specific details on the type of injuries or the cause and manner of death.
Lieutenant James Vidmar with the El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that person has not been identified.
It was a busy night for Colorado Springs Police as they're investigating three fatal incidents. KRDO's Jessica Grunling has more from the scene of the latest incident on Erie Drive.
This call came in around 8:15 last night. CSPD was called to this home on Erie Drive, just southeast of Prospect Lake. A female was found dead at the scene. Officers say there were things about the scene that led them to believe the victim didn't die from natural causes or an overdose. There are no suspects in custody at this time. Before this, police started at Tejon and Cimarron downtown, where they say they responded to reports of a disturbance that resulted in one person dying. It happened right out in front of the offices for the McDivitt Law Firm, but police don't believe it's connected to the business. It's unclear if any suspects are in custody for this incident. And just before that, police responded to a shooting at the Wind River Apartments on 19th Street. Upon arrival, they found a man in the parking lot with at least one gunshot wound. He died from his injuries. No suspects have been arrested in this incident either. And of course, all of these are ongoing investigations.
Scary moments yesterday afternoon in Kenyon City after the Pueblo Bomb Squad had to be called to a gas station. Officials say an employee at a gas station near the Royal Gorge Railroad Station found a pressure cooker on top of a gas pump. It was pressure cooker bombs that were used in the Boston Marathon bombing. But after determining the device was harmless, police gave the all clear. Investigators suspect it was left behind by someone who was just trying to dispose of it in the trash. Supporters of Christopher Columbus say they will fight to keep his statue on display in Pueblo. Several dozen people turned out for the annual Columbus Day celebration at the monument on Abriendo Avenue. Several protesters were seen on the fringes of the event demanding the removal of the monument. Jerry Carlillo with the Sons of Italy, the group in support of the statue.
There wasn't a divide until after the speaker finished. The group that's interfering with the interview right now literally started at the end of the last speaker. So we had a very nice, quiet presentation during the regular activity. So we had no problem. It was a very nice celebration.
Opponents of Columbus Day say the explorer should not be celebrated, calling him a symbol of genocide and racism. Colorado no longer observes Columbus Day as a state holiday, and several Colorado cities now honor indigenous peoples on Columbus Day.
A Colorado Springs mural has started to stir up some controversy. The mural honors William Underwood, who was shot to death 3 years ago. His murder remains unsolved. The mural located along Platt Avenue in the Knob Hill Arts District. One neighbor, though, recently came forward saying that the art piece is a symbol of gang activity. The owner of the store bearing the mural says it's attracted graffiti that's damaged his property. Nina Allen, Underwood's cousin, says that a solution is currently in the works to recreate the mural on another wall somewhere else in town.
I think it's a good idea as long as the mural is still in place, you know what I mean? Because we can't let his memory die. Can't let it fade away like that. You know what I mean? Like, he meant a lot to a lot of people in this whole city, not just the family, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had a big, big impact on the city.
Now, as of this morning, Underwood's family working with the Knob Hill Urban's Arts District, the mural's artist, as well as City Councilwoman Nancy Hingham, on that compromise.
The Colorado State Patrol says one person has died following a crash on U.S. 24 in Park County. Yesterday's crash happened near the Lake George Lookout, which is about 15 miles northwest of Florissant. The two vehicles involved crashed head-on. One person had to be extricated before they could be treated by first responders. Two other people were seriously injured in the crash.
The Pueblo County Coroner's Office identifying a woman killed in a crash on Highway 50 near Avondale. 24-year-old Rochelle Hunter of La Junta died Friday at the crash near the intersection of Highway 50 and 60th Lane. State Patrol says a Jeep Wrangler hit Hunter's car head-on. Investigators believe drugs or alcohol may have been a factor in this deadly crash. The Pueblo County Coroner's Office also announcing the identity of a man shot by deputies last week in Colorado City as 51-year-old Troy Garcia of Colorado City. Investigators say Garcia was armed when he attempted to break into multiple homes along the 4700 block of Santa Fe Drive. A short time later, deputies found the man down the street, said that he pointed a gun at them and threatened to shoot him, leading to them opening fire.
Sunny skies and warm temperatures ahead for your Tuesday. Look for highs today in the mid-70s. Colorado Springs, the low 80s for the Pueblo area. Breezy this afternoon with a northwesterly wind at 10 to 15. We'll see mostly clear skies overnight with morning lows in the low and mid-40s. As we head into your Wednesday afternoon, partly cloudy and breezy. Highs in the lower 70s, Colorado Springs, 76 in Pueblo. As a cold front works across the area, that will drop our temperatures into the 60s coming up on Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.